Letter number 46, In Voluntate Dei. Most esteemed one in the Lord, I assure you of my poor prayers. Have great confidence, which conquers God, who surrenders to your needs. Offer some holy masses to plead for what you want. Then put everything with filial abandonment into the hands of God and of the Queen, they who love us so much and want to be loved. All that will happen will always be the best for you and for poor Jesus. Crosses make us be reborn to a new life of sanctity and of grace. Therefore, the crosses which are borne with true resignation make us like Jesus and our rebirths in good, in love, and in the divine volition which wants to be our life. So let us make everything flow in the holy will, if we want it to perform its prodigies of love in our soul. I commend myself to your prayers, and from the heart I will do it for you. And sending you the greeting of the divine volition, that it may bring peace to you and balm to your pains, I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, Fiat.
Thank you. Well, the thing that I see in this letter is that Luisa Picaretta is teaching that virtue of being confident, of having trust in God. Have great confidence which conquers God. Trust Jesus, I trust in you, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. That trust that conquers our Lord Jesus and that opens the soul to receive the gifts of God also. And that in a way safeguards the gifts of God in us, because God knows that a soul who has trust in him, he's able also to deposit his gifts in that soul. Put everything with fear and abandonment into the hands of God and the Queen. They love us so much and want to be loved. One of the reasons that that the Catechism tells us that we were created is not because God needed us, because we were created out of pure love. And that same applies, that he redeemed us out of pure love. So the love of God never ceases for the creature. He never gives up on us creatures. And the sacrament of confession is one of the proofs that he doesn't give up on us, that he's always willing, as the Divine Mercy Chaplet tells us, the writings of Sister Faustina, that central message that as long as the sinner is truly repented, there is nothing that the Lord Jesus cannot forgive. So through repentance and trust in the Lord, because that's the love of God that has for all of us. Then the crosses, this is what sometimes is difficult for us, because we all encounter crosses in our life in one way or another, or different circumstances, different times of our life. But Luisa Picaretta says, crosses makes us be reborn to a new life of sanctity and of grace. Remember that notion of grace again, that grace renders our souls beautiful before God, to be beautiful before God. And all the sacraments, they are great source of grace. They are source of grace, all the sacraments. Then sanctity, that new life of sanctity. Or holiness, because holiness is basically to be set apart for God. We understand that we are set for God. We are set to live with His will operating in us. That's the true sanctity that belongs to us. The sanctity that renders us beautiful before God is the union of the two wills operating in us. So basically, one of the things that the will of God operating in us does not diminish the human will. It guides the human will. It informs the human will. It gives knowledge to the human will, basically. So when I mentioned before that the humanity of our, excuse me, that the divinity of our Lord Jesus was restricted in his humanity, is that in his human nature, he still had to learn things. He was in a way constrained to his age to do things. The gospel tells us that he, in the incident that we see in the temple, it says that then our Lord Jesus, he went with his parents and he remained obedient and he grew in age and in wisdom. So in his human nature, because we know he's in his divinity, he is God. So for us to take those crosses, those circumstances, with trust, with confidence, with resignation, knowing that this can be means for us to become like Jesus. This is the goal for us in a way. I would say to operate as Adam was operating, but to be another Jesus. To be another Jesus. Or to be a living host. Or living tabernacles. And in practicing, in living in this way, our Lord adapts himself to us. This is the other thing. What do I mean by this? That he adapts himself to our capacity. To bring us to his capacity. To give us a bigger capacity. He doesn't conform his will to us. I don't want you to be confused. We must conform our will to his will. But when I say that he adapts to our capacity, is that he takes us from where we are and brings us to that spiritual growth. Remember, Adam was always growing in, and he was full of the knowledge of God according to his human capacity. But he was always growing in. When God always adapts himself, when he encounters the creature, he always adapts himself to the creature. And to give you an example, the Blessed Virgin Mary, when she appeared to Juan Diego in Mexico, she didn't speak in Spanish. She spoke in the Nahuatl dialect of Juan Diego. So adapting herself to the capacity of Juan Diego. So for us, these crosses, they bring us to a new sanctity. They give us grace. But if we unite these crosses to the grace, I mean to the divine will, this will bring us this grace, or these crosses will bring us, or will restore in us, the original grace of holiness. Because now the goal is to attain the original state of holiness in which we were created, which is operating with the gift of the divine will in us, with the possession of the divine will in us. And this become means for us to arrive to that possession. Or as St. Peter will mention in his letters, to be sharers of the divine nature. To share in the divine nature of Christ. That's the language of the church. You can find that in, I think it's Peter's, 2 Peter. And that's what he tells us. Let me give you the reference, because I don't want just to for you to be confused. There is 2 Peter 1:4. At the end of that verse, St. Peter tells us that, yes, our Lord Jesus enables us to be shares in his divine nature. So through this, we come to share in that divine nature. And God is able to share his life, as the Catechism tells us, that he was doing before the fall. So Luisa Picaretta is, of course, we know that she's right, because she knows this gift very well. It will be very interesting to see the letters, because we are seeing only the answers that she gives to the people. But it will be interesting to see what the people will ask her, or what the people will tell her, that she is able to give this spiritual advice and guide them spiritually in their life. So let us ask our Lord Jesus that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and also through the intercession of Luisa Picaretta, we may be able to possess in our time, in our life, the gift of the divine will operating in us. And may the Lord grant us that grace through the maternal hands of Mary, our mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.